KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
I brought an old friend with me to the studio today, C.R. Kirsten, who is the Executive Director of Adults and Teen Challenge in St. Louis. This is Judy Redlick on Encounter. Stay tuned, will you? C.R., welcome.
Welcome, Judy. Good being here today.
You know, when I worked at New Life Evangelistic Center, you guys were just starting out at Teen Challenge. So I think these ministries are about the same age in this community. But I've always been impressed by how God has used you to help teens who have been struggling with drug addiction and even other challenges in their lives. Can you give our listeners a little thumbnail sketch about Teen Challenge, and now it's called Adults and Teen Challenge of St. Louis.
Yes, our center here in St. Louis handles adults 18 years old and over. We used to mix juveniles with them, but because of the way the liability is, they're separate centers for that throughout the state of Missouri. There are juvenile centers. Actually, we're a Christian residential program, and we deal with drugs and alcohol, and we provide a year place for people to come. And we supply everything. In fact, the cost to them for a year in this drug and alcohol program, even though we're Christian-based, so it's really more, we call it Christian Growth and Development, is $450. And we've never turned anybody down because they don't have it.
But for, you the want year, them
to, for the
for
year.
For $450.
For the whole year, we supply everything for them. But we've never turned anybody down because they don't have it. So it's a place to come, especially when everything else is failed. Years ago, I think our cure rate, those that complete the program, they used to say it's 86%, but the drugs are worse today. I think it's more like about 50%.
The drugs are just devastating.
They're far worse than they were, say, 10 years ago, just the stuff that's happening today.
Where do you start with someone who might want to apply for Teen Challenge?
Well, they can get on our website, which is www.teenchallengestl.com, and they can get an application, also get our rules. We're a highly structured program. We kind of tell them what to do from 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, but they do have 6 hours of class. They got 4 hours of work. Some of our work raises money, but our main emphasis in the work, we call it a work therapy, because a lot of people don't know how to work today. Mm-hmm. And so we keep them busy, and they just kind of grow in Christ. And in fact, they say that somebody who's been in Teen Challenge for a year has as much Bible knowledge as somebody that's been in church for 10 years. But the issue is getting it from head to heart, which takes time to do that. You know, it's a progressive thing.
You're located out in a rural community.
Yes, in High Ridge, Missouri. We have a men's program there, and then about 5 minutes away, we have a women's program as well. And we can house up to 30 men at the men's facility. We can house up to 12 women at the women's facility.
That's called Diane's House, and your wife Paula runs that.
That is correct. In fact, we're one of the few centers in the nation that actually take people in on prescription medication.
Wow.
And we work with a licensed counselor, and we try to get them to the point where they get on they use less medication. So they're actually, because there's even abuse in prescription medication as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. What are the requirements for people to come in and be a part of the Teen Challenge program? What type of people?
Well, basically that they have what we call life-controlling problem, usually just drug and alcohol addictions, but there's usually a plethora of other problems that they might have. So the point is that they want to come in, they read our rules, they see the structure of it. Like we don't even allow smoking. And I've had people say, well, I can be outside the program and smoke. I could be in prison and smoke. I don't think they allow smoking anymore, but that's what their excuse is. And so it's a highly structured program, but the truth is, they've tried everything else and it's failed, so they need to do something new. And so what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. It's not going to happen. So this is so structured, it's a different way to do things.
Well, I'm looking back here. You really did start before New Life Evangelistic Center, I must say, CR, 1966.
Yes.
So New Life Evangelistic Center is a younger organization, and they work with the poor and the homeless. And some of the people have been referred to Teen Challenge through the New Life Evangelistic Center over the years.
Yes, that's correct. We'll take anybody, anywhere, anytime. provided that they meet our criteria and they want to do it. Half of our population is on probation or parole, so that's kind of how it is, and that's what they need.
How do you see as the 1 year progresses with the person in your program, their ability to go out into the world and be good stewards of their lives and good citizen and start working and all that? How do you do that?
Well, we've actually branched out and do certain things. Like the ladies program is a full year program there. And in their 10th month, then they go out and get a job and they start saving money. They need just as much work as they do when they first enter the program. In fact, really it's where the rubber meets the road is after they graduate, actually, because they can have the knowledge and all the skills, but the thing is now they have to live it. It's just like, you know, because they've been in a cloistered environment, you know, structured environment.
Yeah.
Now they're out. So part of our job is helping them to make that transition if we can, because if they're going to fall, that's when they're going to fall, is when they get out. Like just recently, I had a guy that was, man, for 10 years, he's been living right and everything. And all of a sudden, now he's back in the program. I saw him this morning.
Oh.
You know, and I said, so what happened? He said, well, I knew CR when I compromised that first drink. I knew I shouldn't have done that. And I said, see, but that's how sin is. It creeps in, and you begin to compromise your walk and compromise your beliefs, and that's what gets you into trouble. And I said, one of the first things that probably left is you forgot to talk to the Lord every morning too. Isn't that right? And he goes, that's exactly right. I go, that's how you know that things are changing.
You know,
when there's a change in what you were doing and the passion that you had to follow Jesus, man, and to get with him every day.
Yeah, that's so important. And only Jesus is the healer, the deliverer, and the sanctifier who keeps us not only in our one true faith, but on our course and being productive and keeping that habit that needs to be, and when it is established, works if you continue on that habit. Because, you know, drug and alcohol addiction indeed knows no societal boundaries. And the need for effective services increases with each passing day. Teen Challenge is there. Adults and Teen Challenge of St. Louis is there. And it's part of a larger organization nationally.
Yes, that is correct. Can I just share a story or how I even got involved in it?
I would love to hear that story.
I was going to do that anyway, Judy, whether you said so or not. That's
okay,
me. Yeah,
go for it, CR.
Mr. Disobedience. So the thing is, in 1978, I graduated college, Blackburn College in Illinois, and I went to work there for $15 a week when we were in the city there in Washington. But my first week, they gave me a raise to $25 a week. So I told my dad I got a 66 2/3% raise. So he thought it was a real asset to the company. But that's okay. I let my dad think that after paying for his kid to go to college. But the first guy I worked with was so strung out on angel dust and other drugs that after 6 electrical shock treatments, a psychiatrist told his parents, he'll be institutionalized the rest of his life. There's really no hope for him. You're going to have to take care of him the rest of his life. And he had already spent about $30,000 on him. He was like a zombie. He couldn't talk. I used to have to cart him from room to room. And I watched God heal him. He went on to college, got his GED, went on to college, graduated with honors. 15 years ago, I celebrated my 25th anniversary. He flew in from the state of Utah. He's a principal of a school.
Wow.
And I've seen over 4,000 like him in the 40 years I've been there.
Wow. Adults and Teen Challenge of St. Louis. God is in a miracle working business. www.teenchallengestl.com. C.R. Kirsten has been my guest, executive director, Teen Challenge of St. Louis, now called Adults and Teen Challenge of St. Louis. May Jesus continue to bless you, C.R., as you passionately serve those people that desperately need Jesus. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. www.teenchallengestlouis.com. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach,
Why not try me? You can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.